Yes, we are live here on KCNR. It's Linda Bott on North State now. Wait, we're going to keep that right underneath this because we got to wait for the chorus. Michelle Slate is my guest tonight. All right, sisters. All right, that's what we needed to hear. And welcome to North State now. We're so happy to have you with me tonight. It's all about you. Michelle Slade, My Umbrella Marketing, also has a show here on our Thursday night. What is it, the second or the third?
The third.
The third Thursday of the month, and it is Heroes of the North State, which I think is brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant that you came up with that.
I think it's wonderful that you, you know, entertained the idea with me and let me do it. It was, it's a show that every single month just blesses me when I leave. And I'm hoping if it blesses me, it's blessing everyone who's listening. That's the whole purpose of the show.
Well, there's so many quiet heroes amongst us. And you have been very, very involved in our community, well, since I've been here. And I'm here 20 years now. So since I've been involved in media and radio or whatever I've done, Michelle, you have been involved in different incarnations, if you will, within the world of media, public relations, et cetera. So we want to talk about you and how – a little bit about your history, what got you involved in buying media, being involved with media, HR, some of the companies that you've worked for. Let's go a little bit about where you came from, what's your, about your roots.
Okay, so I guess I've been on the – I've circled the sun enough times now to know I got a little bit of life experience in a lot of areas, and it always comes back to marketing, media, PR, community engagement. It's just the way I was – put together. It's what God put in, instilled in me. I started doing that kind of stuff when I was just a little girl in my own family. I would organize like all of our backyard theater. I would script it out. I would tell everyone what their parts were. And I was like 7, 8 years old doing this, inviting all the parents to come over. So it's just part of my personality. So then I, been in Reading since I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
My parents transplanted here from Bakersfield, came for a vacation and we never left. And so I just have had a real blessing to get to see the, our community just grow and evolve and change and be part of it. So, with that, I thought I was going to be a school teacher, honestly, because I love just instructing and teaching. So I was, got married young, had started a family young, did it a little bit backwards, started going to school to be a teacher when my children were just tiny and I only had one child at that time and, needed to learn just basic office skills. So typing, you know, all the basics. So we have our ROP program here that we used to have at the high school, Enterprise High School.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing my daughter, my sister-in-law, who was at that time in high school, because I got married when I was 20, and she was talking about ROP, and she got this great job at the radio station through regional occupational training, and she blew off that job to go hang out at the lake with her boyfriend. And I thought, ugh. Young married person going to school with a child, I would just die for a job like that.
Right.
Like this would be amazing. And so I called and asked them, do you take adults, young adults? And they, at that time they did. I don't know if they still do. So I'm like the 21-year-old adult at Enterprise High School in the ROP program that
but
I came.
So you have the fortitude to think about, instead of saying, oh, I can't do that, that you went to think about maybe they'll take – as a 21-year-old, the high school program would take you. So
yeah.
That's where your creativity lies.
I guess so. I didn't think the answer would be no because my father raised me that there are no dumb questions, only people who don't ask questions.
Right.
And he said, so ask questions and let them tell you no if it's no. But you don't. It's no if you don't ask, and you got a 50-50 percent chance it's yes if you do ask. So I did that, and I did it for a semester, and I ended up interning. So as I'm sitting in, I'll shorten it because I know we only have an hour in life.
Oh, good.
So I'm sitting in this classroom and there's all these kids around me and they're turning on all these computers. And back in those days, I'm not that old, but back in those days, it was still the DOS computers.
Right.
It wasn't as easy to turn on and work.
Right.
And because it was first generation computers in homes. And And the instructor said she needed someone to be her assistant in the classroom. And because I was the oldest and I'm looking around and I don't know how to turn on the computer yet. And so I said, I'll do it. And so she got a call from our local PBS station. And I overheard her phone call saying, no, I don't know anyone who would work for free. No, we don't have anyone who could come and do that. And as she's saying this and she hangs the phone up, I'm sitting here thinking, I would do that. I'll go and
you
work
want
for
the
free.
Experience.
I want the experience.
Right.
Exactly. So while I was going to college, going to the ROP program, I put on my best dress and went over to KIXE and did my volunteer interview. And at that time, I did think that there'd be hundreds of people applying. And little did I know. So they accepted me, and that just really changed my entire career path because I fell in love with live television. Absolutely loved it. And the whole aspect of the creative end of it, of writing the scripts and getting the people for the commercials and then our live telethons. And so I was there for, gosh, over 8 years. And of course, did not become a teacher, went into marketing and PR instead.
Okay.
So that kind of launched out. That's how my career actually just started.
So you were 21. You decided you were going to go over. You wanted the experience. You go over there and interview but your teacher had said, we don't have anybody. But there you
yes.
are again with your ears open with the
yeah,
possibility
I guess so.
Of, well, what are you talking about? So there's your creativity
yeah.
once again coming in to say, well, I'm just going to go over there and interview for it because, I mean, who doesn't,
yeah.
I mean, I can work for free. Then you really get to know the nuts and bolts.
Exactly.
You're not reading from a book. And that's what people don't yeah. understand is that once you start, it's like theater or radio
mm-hmm.
or performing live, anything. Once you have experienced that, it's like the smell of grease paint, they
yeah.
say. You really are taking in now the experience of what it is to be live in an environment.
Yes.
And it's scary. It's adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Going, you can't go back and fix it.
No, once it's over, it's over. Airtime, when it passes, as you know, it's gone. There's no recouping it. And so, and I also, my personality type tends to put myself into an uncomfortable position of learning. And I do it without even thinking about it. Because when I went there, I ended up being the assistant to the volunteer coordinator, which I'm very grateful I had that opportunity because as the volunteer coordinator, she had her hand in every department within the building. So I got an opportunity to not only learn from her, but train other volunteers as they come in, what their roles and jobs expectations would be, and to work with each department head at the time. And keeping in mind back in those days, like our PBS station was, and it still is, but back in those days, incredibly popular here in our North State. It had a huge following. Television wasn't as fragmented as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have streaming. It was your two local stations and your PBS station and your NPR station. And that was, you know, about it when it came. And besides, I think we had, oh gosh, you know, it wasn't Q97 at the time, but other
right.
country stations.
Right.
So then I got to meet, because of that job and learning everything within that, I volunteered for a year and then they hired me on staff and I started running their auctions. So I was the auction coordinator for a good 7.5 years before I left.
Oh, those were the days. They were tough. They
yes.
would call you and say, could you be, I'll tell you what was the tough one is when it was the art night.
Well,
and if you didn't know how to say the French terms with wine or art,
it was
just embarrassing.
Well,
but you still did it.
You had to do it because so this is where community comes in. So I did that for 8 years, left, and then worked for commercial television for a long time, and then also director of marketing at MD Imaging. So that was like a 20-year time
okay,
that
so
I was
gone.
Okay,
so let's talk about that when we get back. We're
okay.
here with Michelle Slade. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. David's at the helm. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always your talk radio. This is Linda Bott on North State. Now, of course, this is running our first Thursday of the month, and I'm here with somebody else who hosts her own show, Heroes of the North State, and it's my great pleasure tonight to interview so you can know who Michelle Slade is. Welcome
big
to...
Big mystery.
No, I mean, just always a person, a beautiful human being in our community who is always doing a lot. You're the angel behind the scenes.
Aww.
That is doing, always doing beautiful and always has been a bright light wherever I've gone. And I want to tell my personal story. You were talking about KIXE. When we would do the Think Pink in October, mm-hmm. I would come to that event and you would always be so... You're just such a great numbers person, so organized with here's what, you know, the media, here's what we're doing. And now you're doing Reading Rodeo, but let's go back to, you know, to the Think Pink and, yeah. and with you. And then one of the stops to get the bags and the media and you would yeah. bring out the people and they would do interviews. I was doing that with a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, you're remarkable.
And you would. Because a cell phone still, you could still go online. I don't know what our live remote stuff was more chunky at that time and it didn't feel like it was streamlining and we didn't mm-hmm. have like, you know, some of the other larger corporate stations have the big bus and the all that stuff. So I would do it on a cell phone, and you always made us feel like just as important.
Oh, well, you know, first of all, you are, and so that made it really easy. And you, you and Carl, you do, as your listeners know, so much for this community. So we got an opportunity everywhere you were. It seemed like I was there because I was doing PR, or I just have a natural, I love to volunteer. So I like to get involved and be part of what's happening in our community. And you're always there covering it or volunteering and being part of what's in the community. And that Think Pink for me was like one of the biggest blessings in my life. So I served on the board for 15 plus years.
Okay.
And I was their media coordinator. So
for Think Pink.
For Think Pink.
Okay.
So back when they had it at MD Imaging, so this is where our community gets really small.
Right.
I'll shorten this. I used to work for KRCR in outside sales.
Okay.
And while I was there, I realized that's how my agency started developing, because I realized I can't just sell a spot. I can't just give you this special on this weekend. It needed to make sense, and it needed to be well thought out and be a campaign. So on my own time, I would spend just time with them, helping them line out not only my buys on KRCR, but what they could also do with other media partners to complement it. And in doing that, I started partnering with MD Imaging, and Melody Christensen was the director of marketing at that time. A beautiful soul. And I was working with her on her campaign, and she called and said, hey, so one of the representatives I was marketing people I was working with was going to be leaving. And I immediately was just like, that is a natural fit for me. And so I went over and I spoke with Melody and said, I would like to be considered for this position. Even though it was different than what I was doing
right.
in media marketing,
mm-hmm.
it made sense because I was going to be doing their media marketing internally, which would be another step into forming the agency.
And a paid position.
And a paid position.
Okay, so now let's go back to where in the first segment, you're 21.
Yeah.
You do the ROTC. You go in. You interview for a free because you're in college. You've got a child.
Yeah.
And you go into KIXE and intern where you could mm-hmm. work and do whatever it is and kind of learn on, you know, boots on the ground, if you will.
Yeah.
What happened now? You were, in that time, you were there 7 years. Did you say seven?
Eight and a half volunteered for one.
Okay. And then you took up, then you finally, they were like, okay, she's worth her salt.
Yeah.
Then what position did they give you in your first paid position
at
where
KIXE.
Like you're all grown up and got a real job?
So at KIXE, my very first paid position was the part-time receptionist.
Okay.
And I learned something about my personality. I don't like to ask when I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Because so, I was up there. I was like, excuse me, could you watch the phones? You know. And I also didn't want to be, and I loved the job because mm-hmm. I spoke to every person who called in. And so I formed relationships right from the get-go, from
right.
the front desk. It was divine intervention, I think, because everyone who came in, I got to know them, leaders of our community.
People writing, just to, I'm going to donate $10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Conflict resolution was number one, because if someone didn't like the programming and or there's a problem with their membership, or also wanted to just tell us how amazing we were.
That's great.
So I got all different types of communication skills in that one position, and I'm a natural talker, so
right.
it worked out really well. But what I realized was I had redesigned the whole front lobby in my 1 year in that position because I couldn't stand just sitting there answering the phones.
Right.
And so in that, I then became part-time receptionist, part-time auction coordinator,
okay.
assistant.
Okay.
And I did that assistant's position for a year, and raised a lot of money for them. I do have to say I was very blessed to have that opportunity, where I then went out into the community asking for
donations.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't just do it here in Reading. I did it in the entire North State.
13 counties.
Got in my car. We called it Go Getting
Trips. How many counties are there?
Well, there were 12 counties 10 counties that was their major
right.
area. And so it was all the way almost to, you know, Pat Oroville up to the Oregon border, past Weaverville. And
that must have been interesting to go out and get to see those communities and go into the stores of those communities and get donations. That must have been fun.
I loved it. I literally walked in, went with an empty van, and it always was full
at
the end of the day. People were so generous, and it was back in a day where you could trust that more.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what that would look like, but back then it was just a really good
Right.
Soul, like it tied right into like what we're doing with
Heroes
of the North State.
How many people watched the KIXC auction? Now it's online, which to me isn't as personal, but they say that they do well, but I liked it when you had the live auctions and then you would have this item and you could describe it for not only for the audience, but for the people who were describing it coming in, community members. We were learning about, like, oh my gosh, in the media, I wanted to interview these companies. Like, whoa, we didn't even know they were here.
No, that's exactly right. And so what a lot of people didn't know back then, which actually today I'm going to go do this, is every item that we sold, we had to write a script for volunteers to come in to understand what they were selling in a very quick, fast pace. So I spent the majority of my day acquiring items and writing the script, the copy that would describe those items. So, and I did that for 7.5 years.
Jeez.
So in doing that, you get pretty good at wordsmithing.
So we met each other then.
Well, not as the auction coordinator. So then I left for a period of 15-20 years.
Okay.
And then came back as their development director. And that, I believe, is when we met. And so then I was running multiple departments at that time. So I had the auction department, the underwriting department, the membership department, community outreach, and volunteer departments. So I had five departments. And so then I worked with a team of people. And then I think that's how someone called you and recruited you and Carl to come in, and that's how we met.
I'll never forget doing Cat in the Hat.
Yes!
I just wanted to be, all I wanted to do was be in the costume, and I just couldn't. It was so stressful to be able to do these big segments and talk about it. And there wasn't a lot of script at that point. I mean, you weren't there then.
No.
And it would be like, here's the costume, here's what you're going to be talking about. I was just like, and you had to cover 5 minutes of just trying to talk about, here's the book, we need your membership. And I just wanted to be in that costume and melt in that costume. And that was fine by me because my brain wasn't. You know, sometimes your brain isn't on 10. Yes. But let's go back. We've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Let's go back after you left the first time. You know, we're going to put it all together because we talked about Think Pink. You were on the board, MD Imaging, but what happened after the 6 or 8 years at the first run? So you were 21, so now you're 29.
Yes.
And what was the next job after your KIXC?
So I had a really good friend at the time. Her name was Kim Simpson, and she was my first hire at KIXC. And she worked with me for about a year, and we were both young moms and just building our careers. And she quickly left because she said, I love my job, but my paycheck, it's nonprofit. And she goes, so she went into commercial radio. So she went to Q97 and she kept calling me saying, girl, you need to come over here. The way that you organize and what you do, you'll be perfect at this. And, during that time, so I wasn't ready to leave at that time. I was really loving live television. She had then transferred over to KNVN, which was KNVN and KHSL were separate, but then they started to merge at that time. And so there was a position available there to go into television, which was really what I loved. And so she called me and I made the jump and I moved over into television and I did outside sales, in a satellite market. So for them, for a very brief period of time. And then KRCR had a position available, here. So you have your local address and then their satellite would have been Chico at the time. So it was making a big jump. So I, immediately moved over there within just a few months of taking the other position. And then I worked there in outside sales PR type work. I wasn't part of PR, but I always got involved, for almost 9 years.
Oh, so you really did?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay. Now, what were the years of that?
Oh gosh, that's hard to remember. It was in the early 20s in 95 to probably 2005, 93 to 2003.
Okay.
Period of time.
Because I moved here in 05.
Yes. Yeah, so here's the thing. So I was doing Relay for Life. So when I went to KRCR, so cancer, there's a big history in our family. So I always would volunteer with Relay for Life and Think Pink, both cancer educating fundraising nonprofits. So I was flipping back looking at some old photos, and I saw a picture of you before I knew you in my computer at home when you were singing probably the national anthem or something at Relay for Life when it was out at Shasta College. And that's Linda.
Yeah, it was interesting because we got to take a break.
Okay.
More about Michelle Slade. We're going to get into My Umbrella Marketing and Heroes of the North State after these messages.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I feel like a woman. We had to wait through all that. And woo, yeah. Michelle Slade is my guest. Hey, welcome back to our show. This is so much fun. Linda Bott here, doing our North State Now, Thursday evening, kicking off the month of September. You'll always be able to hear Michelle Slade with her Heroes of the North State on the third Thursday. So how we stack that out is we have Enjoy the Magazine, we have my show, we have Heroes of the North State, and then we have Man Up, you know. So those are four Thursdays, and if there's a fifth Thursday in there, I'll come back in again. And I love to be able to interview wonderful people that move me in the North State, arts, film, festivals, music, and people like Michelle who just are doing incredible things. So if you the first few segments we went into – where Michelle got involved with media and ROTC and then a KIXE and then you're at, working with television on, KNVP and then over to KRCR where you're writing script, going, doing outside sales and also involved in Relay for Life. When did that start?
So all of that was, gosh, I didn't think I should have brought my timeline. So it was definitely in the early 20s. So I worked there probably until 2011-ish, maybe a little.
So then I did meet you while you were at, where you were at Channel 7.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I met you through committees.
Yes,
working
exactly.
on committees, there, you would be the face and come in and greet and take. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because for me, I was raising a family and I was working full time, and there's that volunteer hat, and so we would all just do it together. My son and daughter would come with me, and they would be walkers, and they would help volunteer, and it was a way that we could all spend time together and be in the community and be involved. And we had all of our circle and our friendship groups, and so we all would go. My daughter formed the very first, and as far as I know, only teen team for MD imaging for Relay for Life. She did it through her school and had her own MD imaging team, because at the time I was at MD imaging when I was also doing Relay for Life and Think Pink. And so she would form her own little subcommittees, and then my son would come out and help us with, you know, he was wonderful. We did night karaoke together. So, you know, it was just community coming together and supporting and raising money for a really special cause.
And you were saying that, you know, cancer was very much prominent in your family. And
yeah.
So that was also a major inspiration for you to be involved with Relay as well as the Think Pink.
Well, that was my motivation.
Right.
And when I joined both of them from the beginning, that was the core reason why I did it. And then, you know, when you bring your natural skill set to anything you
right.
do in individuals. And so I just would gravitate towards all the media side of it. And so, and I really enjoyed doing that. And then at that time I was working at, so then fast forward a little bit, I was over at KRCR. And while I was there, that's when I really realized, how my life path had really drawn me towards forming my own agency. So I didn't do it intentionally. You know, it was just something I was learning as I was working, for our local ABC affiliate. Then I moved over to MD Imaging, and that solidified it, because while I was there, I'm now the agency person on the inside of the company buying media instead of selling media. So I got to see it from both sides.
Okay.
What does the organization need? What I knew from an outside salesperson, and how you could put those two together to maximize the efficiency and productiveness.
Well, I'm here to tell everybody that you handle, as of last year, the Reading Rodeo Media, as well as Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah.
Those are two huge institutions that you have to now be reaching out to all of the, like us, like we're mm-hmm. just an increment of a station in the big picture. You've got all these different stations, all these, you know, online, newspaper, television,
yeah.
And radio stations, and have to figure out, like, well, here's the budget and here are the buys.
And how are we going to maximize it?
And how are we going to maximize it? So, now we're in a completely different time. But let's go back, to Relay for Life and how it was such a great community event, and I think, I don't know, tell me if you would agree, that when COVID came along,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things like Relay for Life, wonderful, a yearly event, just fell by the wayside.
I 100% agree. And we're seeing some of that starting to come back mm-hmm. where people, but it did take longer than honestly I thought it would take. There was a couple of years where people would slowly start to grow. Some didn't come back at all. I think Relay, as far as I know, was one of those here in our North State. Their funding changed, and how they do their fundraising has changed. Not to say that maybe if there's someone out there that wants to fire that back up again, but for the most part, I think we've changed a lot of our community stuff to online. So
right, like what we were talking about, KIXD. Mm-hmm. I mean, the live auction is just online now.
Yeah.
That's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when COVID happened and you, it lost the momentum for a lot of, you know, you start always when you have something successful, you start at the day after.
Right.
Or you don't have the momentum. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have those people that, like I know with the Reading Rodeo, I mean, all those people are, next, you know, 2026 is being planned right now.
Yes, yes.
You know?
So, you know, when I started my umbrella marketing, I started it as my side gig. So I was, I think on my business license, I think it says 2011. And I had a few clients, but then I was doing that when KIXE recruited me. They called and said, will you come and help us with our rebranding? We're also doing our 60th anniversary, but they had a little tea party event. And so that's how I got back involved in that. So I had a lot of events is what I'm trying to say. I had a lot of events that I was planning. And then when COVID hit, that was the PR part that I probably spent a month just canceling out all those special events. Mm. I was like, oh, that's so sad.
And reevaluating now what? So
yeah, exactly.
If that is there going to happen next year and, you know, and what do we do? So on and so forth. So my umbrella marketing,
yes.
I remember when you came in and we had a nice conversation and you helped us, here at KCNR, you know, talking about like, you know, where we are in the market, how we would, you know, price different things for 30-second commercial, a minute commercial. Yes. And we kind of have stayed kind of in the lower. Well, because I don't know why. It's just kind of, we want to be affordable.
People
to be on the air and be able to afford to build their business like we did.
Right.
From nothing. You've got to build it. So, I kind of think that's where our heart is always, laid. And sometimes, you know, we want to bring in businesses and those businesses that we bring in here sometimes are, most of the time are just free because we want to just get them on the morning show. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's so cool. So
yeah.
Great. And I think it's important for our community to be able to see who are the people behind the positions as well.
Exactly. Like, well, I hope that we're still in a society where we are building relationships and we buy relationships. I know for me, I buy effectiveness, but I also, work with clients that I want to partner with because we're like-minded. You get that synergy. You can help them grow because you understand them. And then they gravitate to certain media partners that are the same way. With the way that media has changed, at least from an agency's perspective, is with myself, I'm a full-service ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do complete rebranding, or I can do brand everything from a startup all the way up. I can do your PR, or I can just place your media buys. I can create your commercials, or I can help you with your website. I can help you digital. So it's all full service. So it's you come to me. COVID helped shape how I started running my umbrella because I can come to your organization, so that's where my umbrella comes from. I'm the umbrella of your corporation or your mom and pop. You call me, I come in, we chat about it. There's not a lot of overhead, so it allows me to work with you on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I had a big brick and mortar, which is, I think, wonderful what you're doing. We're looking at the clock because I am a long talker. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Not at all. I love it. I just want to make sure we don't break into something that's like a great thought process.
No, what I love about what I do, and I think what I hear you saying, what you love about what you do, is we are community minded and
mm-hmm.
we love people and we want to share their story. We want to learn about them.
Breathe life into their goals and their dreams. And then that's what you do.
Exactly.
I want to talk about quickly about something that you did, which I thought was great because, Ted Bambino from, mm-hmm. The Reading, who's now in charge of the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. We want you to do the national anthem but we want you to go out to the different media outlets. And then let's do an open call. So I had to, you know, book the clubhouse and make sure that we could do it. So I had Scott Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I had, two other, their names will come to me in a minute that were with me, four people. And, I had said, could you please put out a press release? And you had just come back off a vacation and within a day, this fantastic press release went out. This would have been through the Reading Rodeo, of course.
Yes.
But this fantastic press release went out to all the outlets and we had 33 people show up.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot for a casting
and
call.
And waited and mm-hmm. it was live and it was just like, you know, like The Voice or anything like that. You had to wait in line, no parents. Come in, take a microphone, tell us your name. We had judge sheets.
Yeah.
And they had to sing the national anthem. And we made little notes and we scored and we had this, wonderful, sheet.
Yeah.
Spreadsheet in front of us that like now we can use for other people because you have no idea how many times I get called to sing the national anthem and now I've got other people I can turn on to different, you know, be able to do that. But thanks to you. and your energy that helped get the word out like that.
Oh, thank you. That's, and I know we're going to have to take a break, but yeah. It's our media partners coming together. I just get to be the voice of these incredible projects. And then because through the years we've all worked together so closely, that I think is the difference of working with someone who knows the community.
Okay, my guest is Michelle Slade. She has the show Heroes of the North State, plus she is the owner and director of My Umbrella Marketing. This is Linda Bott on North State Now. We'll be right back.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Reading Park will be a smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue.
Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Okay, so David's at the helm, and he's picking out numbers, of course. Under My Umbrella. Okay, so we're talking about My Umbrella Marketing, and my guest tonight is somebody who has a regular show here on KCNR that is called Heroes of the North State, one and only Michelle Slade. Thanks for being on with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's my honor.
If you're just tuning in, this is Linda Bott on North State Now, and you're listening to this programming on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Also, you can stream this on KCNR1460.com. Let's go back with Michelle Slade, and let's talk about how you came up with Heroes of the North State. Every year
absolutely.
When I say, you want to renew this? Do you want to do this again this year? You say, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Okay, so tell us why.
Well, you know what? It's because of our heart of our community. So during the car fire, I'll start a little bit prior to the car fire. Our community was going through some changes. We were having some city issues and some county issues, and there was all this murmuring and a little bit of grumbling happening behind the scenes in the circles that I was in. And I thought, oh, we need to not do this. We need to be a community that comes together. Like, and then the car fire happened, and just by the nature of our great humanity here, everybody just stopped and started loving on each other. I'll help you. Bring your animals over here. You can come and stay at my house, complete strangers. Do you need money? Here's some money. You need us to help you with your cleanup? We can help you with your cleanup. Here's some furniture. I mean, it just, the heart of our community just started over outpouring. And I'm sitting at home with my kids on the weekend and my husband at the time, and we're all talking about, I go, we need to have a show that highlights these people, that really just shines a light on these unsung heroes, because these are people who are rising above, not because they have to and not because they're told to. It's not an employment obligation. It's simply because it's just the right thing to do. And they were just giving so unselfishly of themselves. And so I sat on that, you know, Saturday, and I couldn't wait for Monday to come. And I come down here to the station and I say, I've got an idea. I'd like to come to run this show idea. And of course you guys were, you know, all on. I was like, I want to do it every week. And I'm glad you said, let's do it once a month, because I now know every week, because it's a lot of fun, but you get to do your research on the show. It takes a little time. And I absolutely love it. And I get to interview people of all walks of life. Sometimes it's just the person that is just the neighbor that helps the neighbor.
Mm.
Sometimes it's a organization that is 100% volunteer. And there's multiple, if not 30, 40, 50 people that are all volunteers, like the Relay for Lives or the Think Pinks. There are people that are literally changing lives of other people. And for no other reason, no selfish reason, just because it's the right thing to do. And
so you have a list. This is what I love about Michelle Slay. She's got a spreadsheet, and some are highlighted. So this is the organization aspect of what you do, that you're a numbers girl, and you know exactly, like, you knew you were going to come on and do the show with me. And so let, you know, because, again, I was trying to come up with a couple names that helped me do the national anthem. One was Lynn Weinstock Curry, and the other one was our famous Mrs. Hill across the way, who's head of the Arts Council.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy Hill. And she came with a spreadsheet of all the – it was fantastic. I mean, she's amazing. I love having her on. I love her having her come on. And she might be somebody you have also on your Heroes of the North State, because she and her husband Ken, and just – what Nancy does. In fact, I haven't talked with her in a while. I've got to make sure to reach out to her as we're talking about her now. But let's talk about some of the guests that you've had on.
Absolutely. Well, one of the ones that come to mind is Shasta Fire Burn and Benevolent Fund. Excuse me. That organization is amazing because they are all volunteer firefighters who do fundraising events for those within their fire community whose families, maybe they've lost a loved one, a fireman has maybe passed, they're having a struggle. It's something that is catastrophic. And their finances, they need money to go to medical, they need to pay their bills, they need groceries, because when you're in those hardships, the last thing you can think of is how you're going to earn money while you need to be off work, or if a loved one is lost and then the wife is, they're out without income. This group puts on some of the best fundraiser dinners and golf tournaments, and they just do it out of the kindness of their hearts. It's one of the best events I've ever seen. Tehama County also has Tehama County Burn and Benevolent Fund also that supports our local heroes, which go hand in hand. Then we had Caring Heroes, which is an organization that they take rescue horses.
Oh.
And they love on them, and they get them to a good place. So not only because a lot of them are either not taken care of, they're just abused animals, that they bring up to their best self. And then they partner them with a veteran who has PTSD.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All free of service. This organization started with one woman at home who said she had a love for it. She brought them to her ranch. She didn't have a lot of horses herself at the time. She just started this nonprofit, and it grew into a nonprofit. But this is what I'm trying to say. It's like one person at home who has a heart for something that says, I think I can help. And then someone else says, I'll help you. And then someone else says, I'll help you. And before you know it, we have this nonprofit that is loving on all of our veterans who have needs and who've had trauma that is hard to get over. And they partner them with a horse that bond in the healing that comes from the animal and and the human connection.
Mm-hmm. That's a very real thing.
Very real. And I just love that organization. So to name a few. And then, Youth Option Shasta is now a large nonprofit here in town, but they do fire prevention for children, fire safety, trainings and camps. They do peer court. So that's on a larger scale. And then, I'm just going fast because I know we're going to run out of time. And then we have, and I'm feeling really bad because I'm not thinking of her name, but we have a lovely woman that walks around town and paints all of our bridges when graffiti is put on them.
I met her. She's wonderful. But anyway, we're going to give love her way.
Yes,
say
absolutely.
Thank you.
She's amazing. She's picking up trash. I have a good friend of mine, a business friend of mine that's becoming a dear friend, who goes out every day and picks up trash on his lunchtime all over our community.
Wow.
Because he said it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
We live here and this is what we need to do.
I remember it being brownie.
Yeah.
Growing up in the country, this is what we did. I wasn't too proud. I felt really good about it. We would go and pick up off the highway.
Yeah.
I don't know they would do it now because of laws. And we would go to these roadways and we would pick up trash.
Yeah.
I was, what, 8?
Yeah.
9? Maybe 7?
But see, that's where this show, I hope your listeners just tune in on the third Thursday, 6:05, and you'll meet local people in our community that you're shopping at the same grocery store,
mm-hmm.
playing in the same park, and they live on your street, and they're just good people.
Wonderful to know. Who else do you have that you highlighted?
That would be
we've
great.
We've got about 3 minutes.
We've got 4-H Club, the Junior Livestock Auction.
Oh, I love that.
They are amazing families that come out and just give
4-H
hours and hours of time helping children learn how to take care of their animals. It's not just animals, so you see horses, all livestock.
Yeah.
But it's also cooking.
Baking.
Sewing.
I know. I was in 4-H.
Yeah.
I loved it. I did the baking and entered the fairs, the horses and baking. These are transformational things that happen for children. There's mentorship that's involved with all of these things that you're talking about, where kids can see, oh, this is how, there's great leadership in these organizations.
Piano Angels. I can't forget about Piano Angels.
Of course. I've been a recipient. We're doing a fundraiser for them. Pat Cards was on this morning. We just love them. Yes.
They are amazing. They give. So if you don't know about Piano Angels, everyone go and look them up, because they get these pianos donated and give them to families who, whose children and or adults want to learn. And there is a completely free nonprofit and a labor of love.
And also musical instruments. So if you're trying to find musical, like somebody's like, okay, I'm not using this anymore, or somebody passed away and I've got this, or they will place them.
Exactly.
That's a great thing to know. You're not just throwing it in a, garage sale.
But see, that's a second generation love too, because Frank Strazzarino, I believe, was the founder of that.
Yes.
Our old,
Frank. He was on my
president
show.
President of our chamber, and then now Frank has since left us, but now Pat came in, and him and his beautiful wife just...
Pam,
just took care of everything.
Right, and thank you to the Goins, who, and all of their board, so we'll do a show on them. But thank you so much, Michelle Slade, My Umbrella Marketing, Heroes of the North State, every third Thursday. We wanted to know more about you and, all of your... mom and grandmom and all the things you've done in the community. I know today was just a sliver, slice.
Well, thank you. You're too kind. There's a lot. We should do this again.
I know. We'll do it again. Okay. All right. Thanks for being with us here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott signing off. Make it a fabulous night. And always remember, random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health,